and the House of Peace Orphanage. A little statistics about India. We went through that slide yesterday, but for the ones who were in there, I would like to say... India is mostly of villages. We don't even have electricity and proper drinking water and sanitation there. And our population now is going to be the leading, though China is in front. We have now 1.3 billion people, out of which 25 million are really orphans. And there are no one to look after. Because of that, we have children who have been forced to work. And most of them in India do not want female children because they have to get their education and the marriage expenses to keep them going. So the parents want only a male child. And so you see the hut over here in this picture. So this is how most of them live in India. So when the rain comes, though, there's going to be water inside and they don't have electricity. And you see Christy and David, Bright's brother, sitting in the picture. So this is just our logo. And you see Salem, which is located in southern India. That's where the orphanage is. And this is Pastor Jay and his wife, Christy. So Pastor Jay was an orphan himself. I would like to share his testimony. So when Pastor Jay was 5, he lost his father. When he was 6 years, he lost his mother. It's about some illness. And when he was 7 and 8, he lost his brother and sister because of chicken pox and diarrhea. So his grandfather, who was a Hindu priest, took Pastor Jay to a religious a Hindu palmist. They read the palm and say what's wrong with the family and why such things are happening. So Pastor Jay's palm showed, and the man said that he's a curse to the family, and that's why there are so many deaths in the family. So this boy has to be killed. And he was about to be killed, whereas Pastor Jay's grandmother, being a kind lady, said to his grandfather, let us not kill him, we just send him to the streets, let him beg for the food and let him survive that way. So they sent him out of the house and he was on the streets. So by God's grace, Pastor Jay was taken up by a Dutch missionary who were building up an orphanage for children on the streets and who did not have parents. And he went to a place called Bethel Danish Pet, where he was been educated, and he encountered Jesus Christ in his life and accepted him as his personal savior. And he used to have epilepsy, you know, the fits. He was suffering from fits. So one day he prayed early morning, like 3 a.m. in the mountainside, Lord Jesus, you heal me of this fits. I have read in the Bible that you have healed the blind, the lame, and deaf. You made them hear. You made the mute to speak. Lord, do a miracle in my life. And there was lightning which shook him, and he was cured of the epilepsy. And he doesn't have epilepsy or fits even until this day. And none of his children have epilepsy as well. So praise God for that. And he became a pastor. He was in Bombay and he did his doctorate, PhD in Philippines, Manila. And when he came back to India, he saw a small girl lying in the bus stand roads. And God spoke to him, Pastor Jay, you were like this when you were young. And he had a vision to build the orphanage and look after children, like how he was been taking care of the Holland missionaries. And that's how ICMC came into existence. And we have, as of day, more than 10,000 children being raised up. You see, in 1988, it was established with 12 children. There was nothing, no place to live in. They just had a rental house. And you see now the number of children, 650 of them are there currently in the Promised Land. And we have 3 daycare centers of more than 700 children in them. So by the grace of God, it has taken care and given life to more than 10,000 plus orphan children for the past 30 years. And this November, we are going to celebrate the 30th year of Jubilee. Thank God for the faithfulness. And you see the number of children over there. When you come to ICMC, you would see the lovely smiling faces. Yeah. And we have different kinds of children who come to us for help. And most of them are pure orphans with no parents, or semi-orphan, just one parent living. And children below the poverty line who would not get even a single meal a day. And children of separated parents, so they are technically orphans because the parents are divorced or they remarry and they move on and they do not want those children anymore. And children of prisoners and refugees from Sri Lanka, children of parents with leprosy and HIV, and differently abled children, and we have abandoned children as well. So you see the precious, beautiful, and unique and wonderfully made children, and they are blessed with a creator, and they get to know Jesus, and they love Jesus so much. So what more joy than to give life to an orphan? So no child who comes to ICMC is turned away. We are welcoming them with open hands. You see them on the mats and you see the colorful uniforms. So that's the dining hall building. It's a huge building. And you see, we give them rice, as Bright spoke yesterday about the paddy being cultivated. So we give them rice, eggs, milk, chicken, vegetables. Yeah. And these are the huge pots of rice. So this is biryani being cooked on a special occasion. Any birthdays, Christmas and other celebrations when you come and all that, they have biryanis. This is cooked with firewood. Now we have improved the standards of cooking. We have steam cooking. Yeah. And these are the dining tables which they have. Previously they used to sit on the floor and have their meals. And we give them clothing. This is their current uniform. Jesus loves you is what is written in that. And we empower children's education because education is still a dream for many. Most of the girl children do not have a chance to even go to school. And most of them are from hilly and tribal areas where they have to walk so many kilometers to go to school. And some of the parents are like, we don't have money to spend on their education, so we don't send them to school. And we try to give every children the important, we give them education because we know the importance of it. And we are the only orphanage who have been attached to colleges. So we have B.Ed. colleges, we train teachers, and we have nursing college, and we have an arts and science college. You see the higher secondary boys and girls being graduating the standard 12 class. And we have a clinic, a medical clinic for the children in case of emergency. That's Dr. Neva with me. She's a pediatrician, and I'm a radiologist. So we're just giving the basic nebulization for a child with asthma and a boy who just fell on the first aid. And we see to that all the medical needs have been taken care of. Most of them, some parents do not want the children because they are sick and they cannot spend on their medical expenses. So they just send them here and they say, take care of them. We cannot take them to the hospital and all those things. And we have these nursing girls who are helping us. You see the first image of two girls, that's Monisha and Esikemal, they finished their 4 years of BSc nursing and they're helping us out in the medical clinic. And the other girls, there are seven of them who are doing their second, third years in nursing, and they would soon graduate and help us in the hospital as well. And this is the purified reversed osmosis water and the pipes for hand washing. We now emphasize on hygiene more because it prevents the contagious diseases. And you see the children's home with the cots, and the children beautifully smiling. Most of them, it's the first time they're even sleeping on a mattress on a cot. They usually sleep on the floor without any bed sheets, no mattresses, and no mats as such, no pillows. Now they're happy, and they share two or three children share a big cot. Yeah, this is the boys' home similarly. And Hari Krishnan, he's a 15-year-old boy, just want to share his testimony. In Chennai, when there was a flood called tsunami, he was sleeping at home and he saw his parents and his sister been washed away in the flood. He was clinging on to a branch of a tree and crying. And the next morning, there was a person who came and helped him come out of the flood. And he was taken to a center where all the tsunami-affected people were there. And from there, a pastor brought him to ICMC and said, he's an orphan and please take care of him. And this is Mani Megli, the youngest girl in ICMC. She's just 5 years old. She was left at the gates of the ICMC. And with a small slip of paper in her hand saying, she's Mani Megli and take care of her, we know you would look after her well. And we couldn't trace her parents in spite of giving a police complaint. Now she's happy in ICMC. She's making a lot of friends now. And these children, they were on the roads begging for food. And the mother, being a very young girl, the one who's carrying a toddler in her hand, and they had nowhere to go, and she couldn't feed them. And the lady with the blue sari, you see, she's the neighbor. She brought all of them into ICMC to Pastor Jay and said, please take care of them. These children are crying in hunger, and they have nowhere to go. So they are all happy now in ICMC. Yeah. So we have some more testimonies to share. They are sisters, and I just want to go quick. I don't know if I have time. So, yeah. So they come, most of the children come when they're very young, and we just don't send them away after their standard 12 or higher secondary. We try to give them more education so that they get a degree in nursing or BSc computer science or English or physics, whichever they're interested in. And we see to that they have a bachelor's degree at least so that they can find a job and stand on their own feet. So, And we have a number of caretakers for the 650 children. So the younger children, standard 1 to 5, the caretakers act like their own mothers. They take, they look after them, they give them their bath, they feed them, and that's how they're taken care of. And they're taught about Jesus Christ. They have a morning and evening prayer, and we have the Sunday services, and they all get to know Jesus, and they love Jesus. So we have many of them who come to us, who work with the children, who help out in the kitchen, in the laundry. All of them, they are widows. Most of their husbands are alcoholics. After they drink, they come home, they beat up the mother and the children. And the man who goes for work doesn't give them the money. And they do not have enough money to buy the food and feed the children. They're not sent to school. So they are like, we want to go away from there. We want to have a life of peace. And they come to us, they cry. And then the many of the widows come with a police complaint saying, I was abused, I was threatened to be murdered, I just wanted to end my life with suicide. But once I'm here at ICMC, I'm so peaceful, I can have a good sleep, my children are happy here, and my life keeps going, and I love Jesus. So, yeah. So it's a shelter home for many women who are widows and destitutes. And all the children are there with Pastor Jay saying, Jesus loves me, and they're happy. And this is the Arts and Science College. And we have the BEd. We have trained more than 2,500 teachers so far. And we have the Basil and Neva Miller Matriculation School, both English and Tamil medium, the local standard. And this is our four batches of nursing college students. And we have the orphan children here in the picture who have been graduated with a bachelor degree from college. And God will make a way where there seems to be no way at all for these children. Yeah, this is the Christmas dance going on. Children are happy. And this is the daycare center receiving the Samaritan Purse gift boxes from Operation Christmas Child. Yeah, and another daycare center. We have three. That's Michael Leader's team there. And the daycare programs are mostly for the children in the evening time after their school. We give them a meal as well as we spread the word of Jesus through it. Yeah, you see, this is the hospital building. This is going to be St. Patrick's Mission Hospital. It's a charity hospital around 30-kilometer radius from the Promised Land. We do not have any facility for medical help. So in case anyone has even a snake bite, because a lot of fields are there, they need to rush to the hospital, and before they are taken there, we would lose the patient. And even if there is a person in labor and they have to be shifted, the roads are not good, we don't have ambulance services. So this hospital will be of help to many, many people who are there in the tribal areas. And it's going to be a free hospital. And in India, as you know, most of them have no means of medical help because they do not have money and they do not get diagnosed of the disease which they have. So we try to help out such kind of people with free medical checkup. And you see the number of lepers. We think that leprosy is eradicated, but in India, we do have leprosy. They have deformed hands and feet, and we help them with the rice. We give them clothing. We give them money. So this is giving rice, money, and clothing to the lepers. And this is the rice paddy cultivation in our land, in the Promised Land. And you see the paddy is being harvested and the husk being removed and the children are enjoying. And we grow even corn and peanuts. And you see the pictures. The children love to have the sweet corn. Delicious. And we have these projects of digging wells for the irrigation because we need water. And prayer upholds our mission. We run our life with prayer and faithfulness with God. We trust God every day for our daily needs. And the children pray for you, for all the sponsors, pray for all of you, because you remember us in our prayers and the children remember you. Their world is so small. And if you sponsor a child, they know only your name and your children's name maybe. And they keep praying constantly, Father, Lord, bless them, keep them happy, bring them to ICMC, I want to see them. And such kind of small prayers, God really hears them. Yeah. So happy to know that Jesus loves me and they are not orphans anymore. They find a new family and they get new friends. They are happy. So what we do is only a small drop in the ocean. We want to do more and we want to reach to the unreached, to the untouchables. And we would like to help as many children as possible by all means. Thank you so much for all your help and for your prayers and your support. What you could do to us is to pray for us, pray for the children, support us, tell about us to your friends and family, and encourage us. Thank you.